Peacekeepers are standard setters, and their actions can make a difference in the most difficult situations, the president of a humanitarian institution has said. With over 120,000 members making it the world's third largest army, UN peace missions have been exposed to some of the worst atrocities in human history. That's how Peter Maurier, the president of the International Committee for Red Cross, ICRC, began his address to the Security Council on Friday. He cited examples from Rwanda to Bosnia, South Sudan to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Somalia and the Central African Republic, CAR, where they have made a difference. Here's Peter Maurier.
They are held to the highest of standards. And where they fail for whatever reason, this council, as the organ carrying the responsibility of establishing peacekeeping missions, must draw the appropriate conclusions and act on them in cooperation with troop contributing countries, including on recently mediatized allegations of sexual violence against children and the murder of civilians.
Allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by UN troops were uncovered in the Central African Republic, or CAR, in March for crimes committed between 2013 and 2015. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the Council that the UN will continue its ongoing efforts to prevent and address abuses committed by peacekeepers. The UN was also working to provide a better analysis of threats and better advice and recommendations on the most effective course of action, he said.
Working with the troops and police contributors, we are generating peacekeeping forces and police in a way that matches capabilities with requirements. We need troops that speak the right languages, bring the right technology and equipment, and have the right skill and trainings in the right places.
Protecting civilians is a UN system-wide responsibility, he recalled, but the primary responsibility lies with parties to the conflict, non-belligerent states, and the Security Council. Meanwhile, CAR President Faustin Archange Touadéra praised the UN mission in his country, MINUSCA, and the previous peace missions for helping put an end to the mass atrocities. But there's still more to do, says President Touadéra.
Malgré ses succès stratégiques, la tâche est immense.
In spite of these strategic successes, the task is huge, and the capacities of the peacekeeping operation together with the Central African Security Forces, unfortunately, are not sufficient to date to put an end to the violence that affects our citizens. The continued presence of armed groups, both anti-Balaka or ex-Seleka, but also of the Lord Resistance Army, presents a daily challenge to the security of our civilians.
The African country has been plagued by successive waves of intercommunal violence fueled and manipulated by political leaders. The improved security situation has allowed for the holding of elections in April and the return of refugees and displaced populations. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.